All right. I am Samuel Wylands, and I will be doing the recent events segment of this podcast on the topic of Mexican-American immigration. Let's get to it. Recently, Mexican-American immigration, what with Trump being elected, has become an even more prominent issue in this heated subject debate. But what people don't tend to look up, however, is the reasons why these people immigrate in the first place. What they choose to deal with, such as racism and deportation, in order to, in quite a few of them, feed their families, get better medical assistance, live in a home. The list goes on. The defiance they wield to defy America from trying to rob them of their prosperity is beautiful. They meet America's canon with a sort of defiance and selflessness. CNN recently released an article called U.S. Immigration DACA plus Dreamers Explained. It said that recently Trump wanted to pull the plug on DACA, so he gave Congress until March to figure out how to do so. Pulling the plug on DACA overturns Obama's signature immigration policy and can destroy the lives of 700,000 people. This is happening because Trump wants to complete his election goal, and he thinks that immigrants are all rapists and drug dealers. The impact of this event might be our nation's loss of humanity. If we sit idly by while Trump demolishes thousands of families, what does that make us for just watching the events unfold? To do nothing about it. The Rwandan genocide caused the untimely demise of hundreds of thousands of people, and we turned a blind eye to it. Are we going to let a spray-tanned cow rob us of our humanity? Disgusts me that Trump will raise hundreds of thousands of lives for the sake of publicity, for the sake of dehumanizing Mexican Americans. But Trump not only paves a path to racism and bigotry, he also leads us in a march to self-destruction. In an article by ABC News dubbed "Why Trump's Effort to Curb Immigration Could Hurt U.S. Economy," I see some interesting points. It says, America's 21st century job market increasingly demands high-tech skills and knowledge. Yet consider this. Nearly half the new jobs the government foresees emerging by 2026 will only require a high school diploma, or none at all. Those jobs share something else in common, too. Hundreds of thousands of them will be likely taken by low-skilled immigrants who are willing to do work that many Americans won't. I can see three big points after reading that. One, deporting Mexican Americans caused more jobs on the market untaken, which of course leads to less money in the economy. Two, less necessary jobs that pay bad will be done. Who's going to clean gutters for $5 an hour besides someone desperate to provide for his or her family? America will become filthy, and we will all have to eventually partake in grub work. Why replace a Roomba with a broom? 3. You can bet that we'll have a sour relation with Mexico. Hell, the whole world will loathe us. What's stopping them from destroying America? Many countries would like to fell America for revenge, gain. I wouldn't be surprised if this led to World War III. It would be all like all the good kids teaming up on the bully to destroy him. Anyways, on another site, Vex, there's an article bringing this topic to a fuller view. It says, Donald Trump, simply by having taken Dreamers hostage while insinuating repeatedly that they and the legal immigrant communities that they represent a dangerous un-American threat to the interests of real Americans, has done grave damage to the social harmony and equal liberty. He has commanded the immense cultural authority of the bully pulpit to tell Americans of all stripes how they stack up in the eyes of the American state. He doesn't even think of them as people. But what does our nation really have to be this vile? Come on. Mexicans clearly have more than one reasons for them to vacate their homeland and migrate to America, which houses the hatred of the right directed at them. To deal with this, they put up with so much, sacrifice so much. And we should take that into account when debating immigration. But for now, our nation is disheveled and unhinged, and is down the path of pitiful ruination, with the method of self-destruction. We are flies flying into the zapper. Cease this idiot, America. Treat people like treat people. Yeah.
Look, the country we're talking about, as you already know, is Mexico. When you think of Mexico, immigrants, what comes to mind? Illegal, drug dealer, criminal? Those are some of the common stereotypes. Though that may be true sometimes, more than often the true reason these people decided to take on the strenuous trek across the American border to seek refuge from war, family, or famine, better medical treatment, or in hope of finding a job to feed and shelter their family. Mexico is the country that is located to the south of the United States. Mexico was once possibly bigger than its current size. Before 1846, Mexico controlled what would become Nevada, California, Utah, Colorado, and New Mexico, as well as Texas. Due to the Mexican-American War, Mexico lost all those states. Mexico, unlike America, doesn't have a lot of middle-class people because there's a very big extreme line between rich and poor. There's a large part of Mexico that is in pollution, is in poverty. Due to not being enough jobs, or jobs can't pay well enough to support the average family of four, Mexico is commonly known for hosting the world's largest group of people who speak Spanish, which has an average of 103 million people who speak Spanish, compared to the population, which is 112 million people who in strong. That is only 8 million people who don't speak Spanish. After hearing these numbers, it's pretty obvious which language is dominant in Mexico. There is more than just Spanish there. There is Nahuatl, Yucatan Maya, and the last notable language is Mixtec. Mexico has many strengths and weaknesses, but one of the biggest weaknesses is the increasing amount of people living in poverty. There is a handful of people who are not, but they're either far between, or they've gotten their money from drugs and violence. Mexico does have a pretty good strength that is Mexico is a very common place for people to go vacationing or retire. Due to the amazing beaches and low price of land, Mexico people can make a little bit of money when Americans like us go and sell our houses and move to Mexico to retire, because the price of the land in Mexico is a lot cheaper than the price in New York, for say. Drug cartel, another unfortunate fact of that is that there are drug cartels. Drug cartels are a group of people, a band, who would grow and sell drugs to sell them to other nations or their nation. They will form a symbol or a calling that will become a symbol of power. They will use that symbol power is to make people scared and respect them and use them as a shield, basically, to hide their drug cartel. All sources I've checked say that in 2006 or 2007 is the most recent wave of immigrants from Mexico to the U.S. Now, as to why immigrants are immigrating to America, it seems many sources have said that they often immigrate to America commonly due to war, poverty, healthcare, and these are only a few of the reasons that people have immigrated to America. From what I found, a study done in 2014, the number of Mexicans immigrated totaled to 11 million people. As for where all those people settled, it seemed that most settled in California. Unfortunately, most have not been welcomed as well as into America as others. But some Mexicans have been welcomed with passports or visas, as well as a house or money. In conclusion, one thing you need to take away from this is and you need to take away from this is to understand that not all Mexican immigrants are bad. There are still a large amount of Mexican immigrants who come to America who are not bad. Always have the ability to look at a person who just not what you see, but what you know of them. You're the only true judge that can make a good impression of a person. As I've said many times, the important part of takeaway is to never judge a book by a cover or a person by the stereotypes. Thank you for your time, and for few people who hear the other side of an immigrant.
This is Ben Ontario with his podcast script. Script for a podcast outline, celebrating diversity. Humans don't naturally have happiness. They crave it, stolen or shared. It's comfort and company that gives us it. We crave it so much we steal it from others. It's thoughts like, how can I get more, that gets us emotionally prepared to steal. There are victims, not only thieves. Many Mexican immigrants are sold short of what they're worth and aren't paid enough for their work, which many of us won't do. We have immigrants from Mexico that enrich our language workforce. We have Mexican immigrants who support us through some of our wars and more. Yet we try to shove them aside and claim that they are the cause of it, when we are the cause of it ourselves. We have no right to this land if they don't. They might not have worked the hardest, but they deserve to live upon this land. There are two Mexican immigrants that demonstrate clearly to us that they are either being pushed out away from their freedom or stand tall and protect us. A Mexican American named Gonzalo Alvarez seek to represent to us how exactly dangerous and how lethal crossing the border between America and Mexico really is. For those who can't get in legally, this was a journey that his parents embarked on. So Gonzalo, an artist in Texas, made a game. He took inspiration from another indie game named Papers, Please. In this game, you are to ensure everyone crosses legally. Sometimes you let a few illegals through because they have some sad story or so. But in Gonzalo's game named Borders, you play as this illegal, and you might not be going through the front door. Gonzalo Alvarez making this Borders game probably wants several things to be taken away from this game, but as many don't believe in a lot of these games, he only asks for us to sympathize with their pain. If many immigrants, like his parents, were rapists, why would they want to cross a border that basically wants to straight up kill them? The other Mexican American is Admiral David Farragut, who fought for the Union in the American Civil War, and he is famous for the "Damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead" line. After his mother died, he was taken in by David Porter. Despite his young age, he joined the Navy and served in the War of 1812 and contributed to the anti-piracy operations in the Caribbean Sea. Next was the Mexican-American War under the command of Matthew C. Perry. Then he oversaw the construction of Mare Island Naval Shipyard, the first U.S. Navy base established on the Pacific Ocean. Through further trials with fighting Fort St. Philip and Fort Jackson, his loyalty never wavering despite the outbreak of the Civil War and participating in the siege of Port Hudson, he was promoted to Rear Admiral, then Admiral. He contributed to America in so many ways and battles, and he stayed active duty until the day he died. He protected the Union, he protected America, and he is a true soldier. The only difference between whites and non-whites is how we separate them apart from each other, consciously or subconsciously. We blame problems on the wrong people more than I'd like it to happen. The only thing other than skin color that could differentiate non-whites having different cultural and religious views is fine. America is about freedom, and we are pushing away people who are immigrating into America for a better life. We even have many
Mexicans and other types of people who are doing our farms who aren't white. We are pushing away a lots of our farmers and immigrants who are willing to do jobs we won't do. Sometimes we sometimes even lower their pay grade, lower than other whites. They aren't taking all the jobs we'll take. They aren't taking all the jobs they'll take. They aren't the reason why we don't have enough jobs. These two Mexican Americans demonstrate that they are as good as us and they deserve to stay here. And that is my story.
In conclusion, whether it be the past or the future, Mexican Americans are treated poorly yet are definitely beneficial, and we shouldn't judge what they are just without even meeting them, without knowing their reasons for migrating. Thanks for listening to our podcast.